and some headline acts when we come to player transfers again this morning, and quite possibly who's not making the transfer list, especially for the Dolphins, which means we need to go to our exclusive morning show voiceover booth.
Matty, I've got two types of music here today, country and western.
Go for it.
And now, it's time for an NRL player transfer update with 2AM Tommy.
Oh, that puts him in the mood. Morning, Tommy.
Reminds me of another morning show. Morning, Matty. Morning, listeners.
Now, I'm interested in this story around, marquee or not, this is in the Daily Telly this morning. Bennett won't be panicking, says Tate. That was the headline from Eamon Tiernan's story. And Queensland great Brent Tate, who's always very vocal and good with his thoughts, reckons the Dolphins don't necessarily need a marquee man because they have one in coach Wayne Bennett, but they don't have player signings. Now, I've been saying to you quite often, mate, the two words for me when all this comes to the fore of who could end up at the Dolphins, the two key words are it doesn't really matter who's available. It matters who comes under Wayne Bennett. But we've got to start asking questions now. Is he losing his luster? They haven't got a player.
Yeah,
they haven't got a marquee player.
And this is the thing. Let's be realistic. Whether it was the Brisbane Jets, whether it was the Dolphins, whether it was the Bombers, whatever team was going to get announced as the 17th franchise for 2023, Wayne Bennett was going to be the coach. It wasn't some amazing recruitment strategy and presentation that the Dolphins presented to Wayne Bennett and his management team that said, we're going to lure you here to the Dolphins and you're going to be the saviour of our club, or you're going to start the club. He was going to any club that was going to get announced. So, yes, it was a great get to get him there, and they probably have spent big bucks on Bennett, and he deserves it, but they still haven't signed anyone. And remember, we talked it up as we do in the media, but we talked it up as, all right, the Dolphins are going to try, not explode, but they're going to try, and they have to make a big splash on this player market leading into 2023, because they have to. They have to make a decision. And, Matty, remember, I made that prediction last week on the show, and I've now only got 6 days left. I said last week on the show the Dolphins will announce a player signing before the end of November. There's 6 days on the clock, so the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking, Tommy. And remember, we've got that. We've got that audio, so we'll rub it in your face when we get to that day. Don't worry about that. But I think there's got to be some movement. There has to be something somewhere. What else is happening in transfer news?
Yeah, so we became aware of the, and we spoke about this last week with the Jerome Hughes situation, how he said he was going to opt against the Storm contract for the 2024 season. His manager has come out now, Taz Bartlett, and said he told Wild Water Sports that Hughes is very loyal to the Storm and revealed he's hoping to receive a 5-year extension, 5 years from the club before November 1st, 2022, when Hughes can go to the market. Bartlett said, the story last week created a bit of ruckus, but the reality is it is still a long way off and Jerome is loyal to Melbourne and very happy there. I will go and have a chat to them when things settle down, and if we can work out, say, a 5-year deal that will take him to the age of 32, we may take that deal.
Okay. I'll take that deal.
Once again, it was just hullabaloo from Taz there, from the management last week, trying to spruik up his deal in the media. The Storm have obviously said something privately to him, saying, hey, mate, calm down. Stop saying everything or stop leaking everything. We're going to re-sign him. We're working out probably Brandon Smith at the moment, and they're going to come back and sort everything out. This is just what happens.
That's what happens. That's what the media is there for at this time. And we played the thoughts of Clint Newton in his interview with Julian King yesterday, and Clint said, look, until a better system comes along, this is the right system. So I'd love to know what that better system is.
Clint obviously wasn't listening to morning's show yesterday when we presented that system, Matty. The system is there. Do it at the end of the season when there's no footy being played. And, I mean, I get what he's talking about. He's always going to fight for the players and he's always going to be on the players' side saying they need more time to organise a deal. And what wasn't heard in that audio, but he did speak about it with Julian King, is Cameron McInnes was a prime example of this exact scenario. So in November last year, Cam signed, I think it was a 3-year deal with the Cronulla Sharks for the 2022 season. Still had a year to go with the Dragons. A week later, Cam does his ACL and he doesn't play any footy this season. So what Clint was saying, this gives players the opportunity to guarantee their future. Because if Cam signed that deal after he did his ACL, that deal would have been significantly less. Coming off a major injury, he's in his mid to late 20s. the Sharks, or the Sharks may have not even given him the deal in the first place. So I get where he's coming from. However, that's an outlier in this case. Put it at the end of the season. Let clubs and players negotiate it then. I just think it's the best case scenario for all parties involved.
Let us know your thoughts on the text line. One from Blake says, the NRL needs a similar system to Premier League football. Two transfer windows per 12 months, late October to early November, and then late June into July. 2 3-week windows per year for player movement. So this absolute you-know-what show can stop over the summer. That's just one thought. Thanks for that. 0457 736 736. News is coming up very soon with Alana McIntyre.